It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome on in, guys. My name is TK, and you're listening to the Everything 100 podcast. You can find us at everything100.com, as well as YouTube by searching, or just going to everything100.com to take you into the YouTube channel as well. Big breaking news for you guys on the audio version of the podcast this week. If you hear this tomorrow, you know, and you happen to be a Samsung fan, or maybe you're a big, massive Google fan. Unfortunately, if you're a big, massive fan of Google, you might be quote unquote, taking a massive dump in your pants. And the reason being for that is, unfortunately, it looks like here is the big breaking news. We'll start with this first. We'll get into the Huawei stuff, but let's cover the Samsung stuff first. This is why I wanted the tablet up. It's dead. We're going to let it charge a little bit, so you guys can see a little bit about this memo. Now, the memo is redacted to protect the person that leaked the document. And I got to be honest, I just happened to be checking that email box, and I really don't really rock with it like that. And needless to say, I get this email, and I don't believe it. I have to follow up. And then I get screenshots. Look here. I got a dedicated video going up tomorrow that's probably going to get millions of views. Basically, Samsung has a version of the Note that they have been testing Tizen with. Now, this happened in the last 45 days. It wasn't new. I don't think personally that they were intentionally looking to go the Tizen route, but they did. And I can't believe it. I can't believe that Samsung. Look, Tech King Mike is in the chat. He said, didn't even get the note. I knew the notification was broken. This is why I'm just going to have to start. And I know people hate following me on Twitter because I tweet a lot of stuff, but I'm just going to have to start putting notifications out on Twitter or maybe on Instagram or something like that, because YouTube's notification system is 100% broken. But you don't need to worry about YouTube notifications, because we go live here every single Sunday at 10:10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to do it every Sunday at the same time. I was thinking about moving it back a little bit today, being it was my birthday, and I was out and I was going in. But you know what? I said, you know what? I need to be responsible and stick to the schedule. So here we are. So anyways, let's go ahead and get into it. So yes, Samsung is testing a version of the Galaxy Note with Tizen. That, if you don't think that's huge news, this is groundbreaking. I don't know, Jason. I literally don't know. We got to crack a beer. We're 10 minutes in and I don't have a beer open. Something's wrong. Yeah, yo, Tech King Mike. It's, I don't know if that's a twist off or not. Looks like it. It's huge news. And why it's huge news is because Samsung has now seen what happened to Huawei. And Samsung is kind of in the same position. They make their own chips. They literally have their own OS, and they've had their own OS for 5 or 6 years. They were talking about throwing Tizen on the Galaxy S5. That's how long ago this was. But they never did anything with it because they were the largest, at the time, they were the largest manufacturer of Android phones, or they ran the most, they had sold the most Android phones. I don't think they are anymore. Huawei and Samsung are probably neck and neck and dead close. But I think Huawei is, if they're not, if Huawei's not bigger than them, they're damn close to each other. But Samsung watched what happened to the number two manufacturer worldwide and saw that they banned them from their own chips. They banned them from getting Google updates. Do you think Samsung's like, yeah, we're going to rock this out? No. They're going to put Tizen on this, on one of these notes with one UI over it, and people aren't even going to know. And here's the thing. The same thing that Huawei is doing with Arc OS or Oak OS. Look at LaShawn. LaShawn's like, what? Yes. The same thing that Huawei is doing with Arc and Oak OS, having their own app gallery. You can make an OS run apps that are compatible. We saw this with BlackBerry. Now, BlackBerry 10, LaShawn, the average person won't be able to tell the difference. The average, yeah, look, the average person will not be able to tell the difference between Tizen and Android. Just like the average person that's using a Huawei that uses EMUI, they're not going to be able to tell the difference between Arc OS and Android. And that's, and this is why when they have these heavily skinned OSs, they could do it like this. And you'd never know. If you're an average consumer and you're used to EMUI, you would not know the difference. Yes, you wouldn't have the Play Store on board, but you click the app gallery and guess what? All the developers are there. All the developers are publishing all their own stuff. And you don't think Huawei is not going to say, well, here, get our web apps, where they're literally just going to paste. You can do this on your Android phone now. Go to a website in Chrome, click up in the settings, and click save to home screen. And you can literally save a website as an app to your one of your screens. Huawei is going to do the same thing with Facebook, Instagram, and any other app that gets blocked. And unless Facebook and stuff's going to pull themselves down off the internet, guess how they're going to block that? They're not. They can't. It's not going to happen. And Huawei's going to develop their own stuff. And Samsung already does. Yo, I know. And here's the thing. I think you're going to see a resurgence at HTC because Google already sees it. Google now said, Google overplayed their hand. They reversed so fast because I guarantee you the people behind the scenes that are doing the tech espionage said, yo, they got their own OS. And not only is it good, it beats the dog crap out of Android. Don't think Sundar didn't hear that and go, oh, crap. And now all of a sudden Google's advocating for Huawei? No, 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 no. The market's about to change. Tech King Mike, you're 100% right. This is like 10 years ago when we had WebOS and BlackBerry OS. And here's the thing. BlackBerry 10 was faster than Android, smoother than Android, had better gestures than Android. They just didn't have app support because they were stupid. They didn't know how to talk to the developers. You know what Huawei just did? Huawei just contacted developers and said, you can load any app you want on our app store. Paid, in-app purchases, whatever you want to do. We're not charging you nothing. Zero. What do you think developers are going to do? Yeah, Google is freaking out. You even, look, I even heard rumblings today. And I'm sure the people over at Windows Central are excited about it because Windows Central as a website is pretty much dead. Windows might come back. You might see a Windows phone because now it's like people, look, if they took a couple of polls and this was the biggest thing, right? People with Huawei phones think that their phones are more secure now than before. Why? Because the biggest spying app in the world has been kicked off of their platform. Facebook. Wow. Google. Wow. So the two biggest people that spy on you the most, know all of your personal information, track everything that you do, are no longer on your phone. You can call that less features. I call that secure. Everybody's worried about China going in through a back door or Uncle Sam coming in through a back door. Facebook is spying on your shit every single day. Google knows everything about you, where you go, how long it takes you to get there, how fast you drive. All of that data is for sale. They can say they don't sell it. It's a lie. BlackBerry OS is still around. BlackBerry never killed BlackBerry 10. They just haven't done anything with it. They haven't. I don't even think they've pushed out any security updates recently. I have to pull out my BlackBerry passport and see. But BlackBerry OS is still around. Look, and this is like the people that own Sailfish right now are so ecstatic. Because here's the other news. Like, Huawei is going to release some lower-end phones, below mid-tier phones, running Sailfish OS first. Now, Sailfish OS is available. You can get it right now. You can throw it on your Google Pixel, some older Nexus phones. If you got a Sony XA2, XA2 Ultra, XA1, XA1 Ultra, and an X, you can load Sailfish up. And that's a big gesture-based thing. It will remind you of WebOS if you've ever had that before. And, like, this news is so huge. Google, like, the house of cards is falling. The house of cards is tumbling down. It's all over. It's done. Listen, Android had a really nice run. It wouldn't surprise me in the least if Google did this on purpose. Not to say like they anticipated Arc OS and all of that, okay? What I believe is now that this has happened, you're going to see Google also speed up the development and the release of Fuchsia OS. Because the writing is on the wall. Apple's not going anywhere with their iOS, okay? Because they control it. They don't have to. Nobody's going to be able to block them from it. Even if Google blocked Apple from their services, Apple doesn't care. You can still access your email through an email client. Every iPhone has it. And everybody that's like, well, if I have a Huawei, I won't be able to access my Gmail. That's a lie. Are you going to be able to install the physical Gmail app? No. But you can go into the email client and type in your stuff to get into your email, your SMTP, and you know how to do your manual email setup like you would do on a BlackBerry or a Windows phone or some other stuff for Gmail. And you can get your mail. You know what I'm saying? But here's a challenge to all of y'all too. Why has everybody got to use friggin' Gmail? There's so many more secure email platforms that are out there. I know why. Everybody says it's convenient. It's because it's convenient. They upload every photo I take on my phone, right? They get all of my email. Hell, they even have a messaging service called Google Voice so they can read all my text messages and phone calls too. Wow. You know what else it does? It's great. When I go to the store, they know how long it takes me to go from point A to point B because they nav me there. And then when I want to find out something I don't know, I go into my browser, which is also run by Google, and I can search for something. Do you see why this is a problem? Google basically, this is ridiculous, but they literally run the internet. They run the internet. You've seen Yahoo go, like Thanos went like this. Bing! All the search engines go. You still got Lycos. You can still find it. There's still Ask Jeeves. There's still a bunch of, what is the other one? Be Nosy. There's a bunch of these OSs. I mean, not OSs. There's a bunch of these search engines that are out there that nobody's using. My favorite search engine, StartPage. I love StartPage because they don't track you. They don't save any of your searches and it's secure. And if the government comes calling and they want access to the search history, you know what they say? So I love StartPage. If you're searching, and they have their own app, it's available on the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store. Go get it. So I love those guys, big cryptocurrency investors, big privacy people. I love StartPage. All right. So the big news literally had to do. Yeah, you know what? And you're going to see Google. Yes, Google is going to go. The Apple route. This new OS is going to be locked down, you know what I'm saying? Tight. I mean, tight. Big shout out to Android Stud. I see you in the chat. But that is the big breaking news. The big breaking news is Samsung is actively testing Galaxy Note 10s. And I don't know if it's just one edition or two, because they have two different sizes this year, and they'll have two models, a 4G and a 5G model. So technically four models, but two sizes. So you're going to have a flat model and then the one with the curved edges. You have a smaller flat screen model and then the bigger curved edges model. So, and shout out to my dude Armadillo Tech for the official leaks, because he's got all the official schematics because he's already making cases. So salute to Armadillo Tech. So speaking of them, I got one of his cases on deck, and we got another one right here on the S10 Plus. We got the what is this one? I forget what they're called. I ain't gonna lie. My brain just went doo-doo-doo-doo. I literally don't. The Vanguard. The big one's called the Vanguard. Anyways, I love it. You watching on the patio and having a Father's Day cigar, big salute. I see you. That's what's up. That's what you're supposed to do. You're down there with the real cigars too in Miami. Yeah, that's what I said, Mike. Mike, sounds like a good evening, right? Let me pull up these images for you though. Hold on. Stop. I hate when this thing stops in the middle of me writing. All right, here we go. We're waiting for it. All right, there it is. We're going to pull these off of GSM Arena first. So the big news is, and the Mate 30 Pro leaked today. This is also big news. The Mate 30 Pro, and this is the only sad news about it. I just dropped a video before I launched the podcast tonight. And in that video, it shows what the front, the sides, the back is going to look like. So we're getting a curved screen like we got on the Galaxy S10 Plus. And I don't know why you did this, Huawei, but you put a double booty hole on the front of the Galaxy S10 Plus. Why? Huawei, why? Why did you put a double booty hole on the front of the Mate 30 Pro? I don't understand it. I would have been cool with a pop-up if I was excited. You know, the camera could pop up. I don't know, man. Why did you have to put the double booty hole on? Why did you have to ruin such a beautiful display? Because it's going to be 90 hertz. Oh, my God. Why did you have to do that? Why did you put the double booty hole on the front of this phone? Man, stop. Screw Samsung. You know what I'm saying? Tell Samsung to go hold the L. Show them that you can put it behind the damn display. You know what I'm saying? We don't need the double booty hole. There better not be no double booty hole on the X. That's all I know. And that's all I know, Huawei. I'm just saying. And I need my money by Monday. All right. So this is the Huawei Mate 30 Pro. Now, you notice it's got five sensors. Yo, they took that small square module and made it boom. Now, for you guys listening on the audio version, if you go to everythinga100.com, that's everything, the letter A100.com, you can go over to the YouTube channel and see it. And you can see here in the image the double booty hole. Look at the double booty hole. No, nobody wants the double booty hole. Nobody thinks that's attractive. Nobody thinks that's cute. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, give me the notch. Give me the little dimple notch I got on the Xiaomi. I'll take that. Give me the one we had on the Mate 20X last year. Why are you putting a hole in the middle of this double booty hole? Yo, the double booty hole with the long back. Facts. Titan Tech said the same thing. You know what? I'm not as mad at the long back, but I know people are gonna make comparisons to that long ass camera module in the back. To chicks that you see, like I saw 50 Cent trolling today, the chick walking into the store, and you could just tell it was like, it wasn't natural, man. It came down like this, and then was like, bah! And I'm talking about, like, double basketballed out. Like, this was ridiculous. Like, why would you do that? What are you hiding a briefcase in there? Like, eh. How do you even, I'm not even going to get into that. I'm just like, damn, exactly, right? How do you do that? I don't get that. How do you? I'm tempted to bring it up, but I know the minute if I bring that video up and it's up, I'll get flagged. Someone will hit me for demonetization. We can't do it. So, that was the big breaking news. The big breaking news specifically had to deal with... the big breaking news specifically had to deal with Samsung testing a Galaxy Note 10. Shout out to Easy Computer Solutions. He's in the building. Big shout out to Easy. The big news was that Samsung is actively testing a Galaxy Note 10 with Tizen. Phone Tech at Work is asking in the chat, TK, did you get that Z4? I copped it. Yeah, I had to cop it. Especially for that price at Best Buy. I don't know why they're on sale now. They're cheaper at Best Buy than you can buy them online. I don't know if somebody like mispriced them joints or what. Or if it's just like a introductory offer or something, but I couldn't pass it up at that price. I'll do some videos with it. I'll test that 48 megapixel camera, which is the same one, probably, that's in the Xiaomi Mi 9. And the screen looked good. The screen popped. You know, that AMOLED display in there looked good on it. We'll see what the Z4 is about, you know. You know, I'll get the 5G module. You know, we'll see if it works on T-Mobile. I doubt it. The S10 is on sale if you buy it directly from Samsung. By how much, Matthew? I know in Best Buy you can get it for $300 off if you're a sucker and sign up for a new contract. So that is definitely not something I'm trying to sign up for. So they can miss me with that. Oh, look, they lowered it by, what, $100? $200? Nah, they can miss me with that. There's better deals at $800. Just way better deals. Look, the other big news outside of Samsung is specifically, you know, the Samsung news is huge. The fact that Samsung is considering rocking out a Note 10 with Tizen, and they're actively testing a Note 10 with Tizen, that is ridiculous. Boom. But that phone right there, the Mate 30 Pro. Oh, there goes the chat. There goes the thing. But that one right there is not going to run Android. Or they might have two versions. You're going to see the Mate 30 Pro running Arc or Oak OS. That's crazy. So, and here's the thing, like, there's other outlets talking about it now, and people are kind of freaking out. You know what I'm saying? People are kind of freaking out. Yeah, if Samsung puts Tizen on the Note, Google is done. If this Mate 30 Pro drops and it's selling in Europe and that sucker's got Arc OS on it and it's booming and it's crushing, like, I am shorting Google stock every friggin' day. I'm gonna watch that stock go L. Hold it. Sit on it. Hold that L, son. Because it's going to happen. Big shout out to all the mods on the video side of the chat. If you're listening on the audio version of the podcast and you want to stay up with what's going on, you can follow us at everything100.com and tune in to the video version because we go past that. Justin, you're wrong. Samsung developed Tizen for phones, and in fact, they have released handsets in the past, I think 4 or 5 years ago, that ran Tizen. So they did that. That's a known thing. But the partnership that they had with Google, they made so much money off of it, it didn't make any sense for them to do that. But now, yeah, exactly. But now, well, you see what's going on now, you know. Do I think, now, you might have a small point, do I think Samsung is going to release a Tizen Note 10 here in the U.S.? Of course not. The U.S. government would shit bricks. Google's going to shit bricks, and they're going to go after Samsung for making that move. You're going to see that. But does that mean Samsung is going to care? No. No. Samsung's going to do whatever the hell they want. So, yeah, you're going to see. Listen, I can't wait. I can't tell you. Like, take my money. I can't wait for this Mate 30 Pro to drop if it has Arc or Oak OS on it with that amazing camera. Just to watch these people at Mountain View. Just to watch the people at Mountain View start having heart palpitations. Because they'll start freaking out. They'll start freaking out. Because, and then you're going to have people, as a matter of principle in the U.S., for how Huawei was treated, especially those that like imports or are import fans, that are going to say, man, screw Google. And they're going to go buy the new hotness. And they're going to rock out. I can tell you right now, I can remember people who were kind of pissed off at Apple about a couple of things. And this new phone from HTC was releasing on T-Mobile as an exclusive called the HTC G1. Does anybody remember that? Exactly, Android Stud, exactly. The only thing is, Huawei's been working on this behind the scenes for over 7 years. This ain't nothing new. It's not like they're starting from scratch. It's not like they're starting from scratch. They've worked on this. You can't switch. North America knows two things, iOS and Android. Well, Justin, I gotta say you're wrong. Before iOS and Android, what was there? I could tell you. BlackBerry OS and WebOS and Windows. North America switched pretty damn quick to Android and iOS. I'm just saying. That's a fact. So, to say that North America won't switch if there's another OS or another thing out there. And look what happened to them. Yeah, they went away. Of course. Same thing with Windows Phone. You don't want to know why operating systems or operating systems die like Windows? Because Windows didn't support their developers. That's why they died. That's why they died. Huawei is playing it smart. Huawei just told every single developer on the planet, bring your apps. If you have in-app purchases, whatever you're doing, you can load your apps and your systems up on the Huawei app gallery, and this is how much we want. Double booty hole. They don't want nothing. They want double zero. Huawei is taking no cut. Zero. Zilch. Nothing. What do you think's going to happen? I can tell you right now, I already signed up as a developer. I have apps in the Google Play Store, the Apple App Store, and Amazon. I can tell you right now, every single app that I've developed previously and any app that I develop in the future will be on Huawei's App Gallery because it doesn't cost me nothing to do it. I don't have to pay a Google Developer Console, a Google Play Developer Console fee. I don't have to pay $100 to Apple every year. I'm getting access to 300 million devices that I can sell a product or service to for free. As my dude iTechUI guy would say, for free, for free. That's a wrap. Google's going to have to make massive changes. They're going to have to kick back money to their app debt, to their developers. Because I can tell you right now, if this software, if ArcOS or OakOS is legitimately more pared down and faster than Android, it's a wrap. Yo, LaShawn, but here's the thing. If all you have to do is take an APK, because listen, I've already looked at it. All I have to do is take my APK and load it into their console and they convert it. I don't have to do anything else. It's available. I can take the same file that I upload to the Google Developer Console and I can upload it to the Huawei App Gallery. To think that no developer is going to jump on that and publish their apps to a market that have access to 300 phones, that's just dumb. That's like saying, I'm telling you. Exactly. Why did Google make the case for Huawei? I could tell you. Yeah, Matthew. And here's the thing. It's not Android. Everybody's saying, oh, ArcOS, Or Oak OS is a forked version of Android. Wrong. No, it's not. Just like BlackBerry OS, QNX could run Android apps natively. The same, like the BlackBerry Classic, the BlackBerry Playbook. LaShawn, I'm not saying Android is going anywhere. It's an open source project. It's not going anywhere. It's not. But, like, and I agree with what I saw there in the chat. What I think is funny is Huawei right now is Buster Douglas. And everybody thought Tyson was going to win that fight. Huawei right now is that overweight Mexican kid fighting Joshua. Huawei is Andy Ruiz right now. Huawei is Andy friggin' Ruiz. And in the seventh round, when everybody thought that was a wrap, that fat Mexican gave Joshua the business. Ding, 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 ding. Like he didn't even know where he was at. His soul left the building. His soul left Madison Square Garden, went to JFK, and was already on the flight back to the UK. Facts. So, and don't think, you think Google all of a sudden did a 180 and all of a sudden is over here on their knees ready to puff the Peter at Huawei? No. They did that because they know they've got the same information that now a lot of articles. Listen, the other thing is you got to go to Weibo, man. You got to read Weibo every day. Go to Weibo. Even if you got to use Google Translate and a lot of it doesn't make sense to you, there will be some that translates correctly. Look, man, people are trading in their friggin' iPhones over in China for like nothing just to get a Huawei phone. It's a matter of national pride to them. And then you have privacy experts that are like, F Google and F Facebook. You know, I'm going to get this because I know, okay, so what? Maybe the Chinese are reading my email, but I don't care. I don't want the U.S. government reading my email. Listen, it's coming to a head. People can say whatever they want. People can say whatever they want, but it's going to happen. And, you know, we can come back to this in like 6 months when this is out. The Arc OS is 3 to 5 is away from. Now here's the thing, Windows OS. Yeah, Windows OS. Listen, I had a Nokia 1520, Nokia Lumia 1520, big 6-inch phone. I loved that. Had an awesome camera. I had the 1020 with the 40-megapixel camera. Like I said, the only reason why Windows Phone failed is because Microsoft did not support their developers. They didn't put the money behind it, and they made it difficult to do stuff. So it is what it is. I wasn't really a fan. Like, the UI and stuff was different, but it is what it is. I mean, it was cool. But to see people now, here's the thing. This couldn't happen 2 years ago. 2 years ago? 2 years ago, if this happened to Huawei, they'd have been finished. But people are pissed. People are tired of the same old shit, to put it bluntly, okay? And people on iPhones have been rocking the same icons on the same gridded-ass display for, what, 10 years? People are tired of that crap. On Android, right? Oh, yeah, they got split screen, they got this, and iOS is slowly rolling this stuff out to try to act like it's new stuff. But they're kind of smart to do that because now Android's done throwing the whole kitchen sink in. You got everything on it. You can do all kinds of stuff on Android. But people are tired of this shit. This is why Samsung has to keep refreshing the UI to try to keep people interested. People are tired of the same shit, man. And unfortunately, yeah, it's business. They're not dumb. Listen, Google knows that the writing is on the wall. And here's the thing. If this was some Mickey Mouse fly-by-night, like when Ubuntu was trying to drop their OS, another OS will bring what it's going to bring different. We'll see. I think they're going to make a big play about security. So, we will see what it has. Justin Wilson, you are 100% right. Technology does have a limit. LaShawn, you're a Nexus, a Google warrior. You know what I'm talking about. Remember when they had Ubuntu and we could load Ubuntu on the Nexus 4? I loved that. That was fun, man. Who remembers? I mean, look. Phones, smartphones used to be fun, okay? Here comes Big Dog. Smartphones used to be fun, okay? Now they're friggin' boring. They're boring. The only company that has been really been bringing stuff to the table that's crazy is Huawei. 50 times zoom with the camera and all this crazy crap. The desktop mode, which Samsung stole and started calling it DeX. Innovation is important. And, like, think about this. There's no, XDA is dead. Think about that. Bootloaders are locked down on phones. They don't want you loading. They lock the shit down so you can't do it. It's Android. It's supposed to be open source. You got Knox. You got all this. People are bored. People are friggin' bored with this shit. You can't jailbreak your phones anymore. It's not easy to do. You gotta wait forever for a damn jailbreak, and then you can never update, because that's a wrap. You can't root your phones anymore if you got a Qualcomm chip. Huh. I'm just like, pfft. I'm done, man. It's trash. It's trash, man. And this is why, like, you could see the level of excitement back in the day with phones like, yeah, talk, text, and watch media. Yeah, I understand that. But you got people that like to do different stuff with their phones. Like, the HD2 is one of my favorite phones. I could have Windows OS on it, right, during the daytime. And if I got home, I could boot Android off my SD card. Like, stuff like that. Like, it's cool, right? It was different. The fact that you could do different stuff on your phone was awesome. You can't do that kind of stuff anymore. They have too much control. I guess the biggest case is control. Do you like people controlling your shit? Do you like people being able to read all of your stuff? Because guess what? Like I said, Google does all of it. They know where you go on the maps. They read all your email. If you use Google Voice, they've got your phone call records and your text records. If you're using Android Messenger, guess what? They got it there too. So it's like they got everything. They know everything about you. And I think people are waking up to that and going, oh shit, the cat's out the bag though. But they're like, oh shit. So they're looking for another option. They're looking for people. Listen, when they did the poll, when the stuff came out today, people are excited for a new OS, even if it's not great at the start, because people are like, oh, another option, something different, something new. Yay. Not the same tired crap that we've been having for the last 5 years. You know, Android Stud, you might be right. You say people in the USA are not going to ride with Huawei. LaShawn, you're right. Then you sold your note because you couldn't root. Listen, when Samsung started locking down this crap and having, you know, you couldn't even get a developer edition, you couldn't unlock the bootloader, Samsung died for me, man. Because do I want to import an Exynos phone? I'm not going to get it right away. It's kind of a pain in the ass. It's like, eh. I know Max does it still. Shout out to Max Lee over there, high on Android. But, like, Qualcomm ruined that for everybody. That's why, this is why Huawei is such a, the government's going to call them dangerous, but a crazy company, because you got their own chipsets with their Kirin chipsets. They're going to run their own OS. They got their own cameras, their own setup. Oh my God, this is about to be nuts. That's all I can tell you. I know that it's a game changer. Like, this is, you see trends, you see things happening, and looking at the polls, looking at, like, what people are saying. I didn't want bezel, I didn't give a rat's ass about a bezel-less display. Like, I could see, what is, so Justin says, what do you want, bezel-less display, you got it, bigger batteries, not really, better cameras, yep, different phone sizes, different prices. Yeah, I agree, but it's not all about that. What is a different nines, I guess you'd be OS, gonna do? I'll put it like this. If, like, everybody has BMW, like, people that are BMW enthusiasts, you're gonna rock a BMW because you like BMWs, period. I mean, it's what BMW owners do, okay? Here's the difference. We're not, a lot of us BMW enthusiasts aren't buying new shit. I'm not buying a new M5. I'm not buying a new M6. Because I don't like all that shit in that car. You know what I'm saying? Like, they done turned it into a friggin' spaceship. that's turbo. You have no control over the car anymore. It's not a car enthusiast car anymore. And some of these manufacturers, like Audi, just woke up with their Audi Sport line. They're dropping manuals back into these cars. You're going to see the same thing happen with BMW. BMW's going to be like, oh, okay, we need to drop a manual M5 next year. Boom, six-speed manual M5 coming. Because people want something different. People are tired of paddle shifters and technology and whatever in the car. People want to have control of the damn car. Just like people want to be able to control their damn phone. They want to be able to do whatever the hell they want with it. Is the average consumer going to root their phone? Nah. But I saw it. When they were talking about the Axon M over on XDA, you had big developers over there going like, ooh, this is cool. If we get access to this and we can do this on a bootloader, this would be badass. A foldable phone that we can just build stuff for. Man, I'm telling you, like, this is so huge because to have the ability to do whatever you want with your phone was huge. Is the average consumer rooting their phone? I don't know. You know what? And I could get where you say, Justin, that a new OS is not what's going to get you excited. I'm just saying, let's wait and see. LaShawn, I don't even know why. That just sounds so bad. Hung man. It sounds... you know what? I'm going to call it Arc OS because just reading that, if somebody reads that in English and doesn't say it in Chinese, it sounds like somebody's saying Hung Men. Not hangman. No. It sounds like somebody is saying Hung Men. And I'm not looking to rock. No, I'm not about to tell them, but yo, what is your phone rocking? Yo, I'm rocking that Hung Man, son. Yo, Nah, man. That's nah. Huawei. We in the US, man. We can't listen. These people can't pronounce Hung Men OS correctly. Let's not do that. Whatever you got to do, call it Oak, call it Moses OS, call it Ark, but please don't call it Hung Men OS so that these dummies over here start calling it Hung Man. Come on, man. It's going to sound like we're they're going to be like, "Oh, you got Tinder OS." Come on, man. Don't do it, Huawei. Whatever you do, do not call that Wang Man OS. Just don't do it. Cause they're gonna pronounce it wrong. And there's gonna be all kinds of memes about how hung that Huawei is. Don't do it. For you guys listening on the audio version of the podcast, we're gonna be coming up on that hard break, aka the end of the audio version of the podcast. If you want to continue on with the post show and the and the video version of the podcast, you can go over to the website everythinga100, that's the word everything, the letter a100.com, and come over to the video version of the podcast. We usually hang out for an extra 15 minutes, 30 minutes or so, and chop it up about other stuff that we don't cover on the audio version of the podcast. So, like I said, I greatly appreciate every single person that comes through on the audio version. If you guys that are watching on video don't know, you can follow us over on iHeartRadio, Google, Apple, Stitcher, Spreaker, iHeartRadio. I gotta keep saying Spotify, because we get paid on those. So if you listen to us over on Spotify, we love it. I appreciate it. Spotify cuts that check. You know, we love that. But for you guys listening on the audio version of the podcast, you have been listening to the Everything 100 podcast, where we talked about Huawei, Samsung, and a bunch of crazy news today. It's an exciting time in the tech world. Last year, it was all about so many phones dropping, and this year, it was all about new OSs and new things and forks and transitions and things that are going to be changing. We do this every single Sunday, 10 p.m., 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can hear us live over on Spreaker. I think Apple carries us live as well as Spotify. Or you can catch that podcast on the video version over at everything100.com. My man Android Stud says, yo, let me get that shout out. So big shout out to my dude Android Stud on YouTube. If you're following me on YouTube and you hear this audio version of the podcast, definitely go check out my dude Android Stud on YouTube as well. Anyways, for you guys listening on the audio version, that's a wrap. We'll catch you guys next week.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.